chapter 5, Mishnah 6. So this Mishnah is the last of this whole long thing of where he does different things in different orders. The first part of it is a continuation of one of the earlier Mishnahs, which says, Chalitz for Asimam of Natan get Ubal. If he does Chalitza and then afterwards he does one of the other things. So he marries her with Maima, the rabbinical marriage, or he gives her a get, or he has relations with her. And he does all of that after he's done Chalitza. So then clearly he's done nothing, right? The Chalitza broke the bond, and everything after that is nothing. Or Baal, the Asamaimer, the Nasan get the Chalitz. Or if he has relations with her, and then afterwards he does one of those three things. So also, what those three things don't do anything, because when he had relations with her, he finished the procedure. Ein achar chalitza klum. So that, we actually said that before. That's being introduced to the Kati says, just to teach the next part. But that part is a repetition of a previous Mishnah. And now the continuation, he says, Bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besof. So whether he does it in the beginning, or the middle, or the end. So what does that mean? So he says, the Kati brings examples. He says, at the beginning means, he does chalitza first, and then he marries her by Maima and gives her a bill of divorce. Right? That would be at the beginning. He does the chalitza at the beginning. He does chalitza, then he marries her by Maima, and then he gives her a bill of divorce. Or in the middle, so in other words, he gives her a get, then he divorces her by chalitza, and then he does Maima. Or at the end, says the Kati, means he marries her by Maima, then he gives her a bill of divorce, and then he does chalitza. So in all of these cases, the chalitza works perfectly, and they're divorced. It doesn't matter which order he does it in. But when it comes to relations, so there it does make a difference. It says, Bizman shehi betchila, where he does the relations first, einach reach klum. So if he has the relations first, then it doesn't make a difference what comes after that. But be'emtza or besof, but when he does it in the middle or the end, then yeshach reach klum, then something else would work. So it says in the middle, for example, he gives her a bill of divorce, then he has relations with her, and then he marries her with Maima. So there, because he gave her the bill of divorce first, the relations were actually they were a bit of znus. It was znus relations, because when he gave her the bill of divorce, he should have completed the process with chalitza. He was bound to complete the process with chalitza. So over there, you see that it does make a difference where the relations come. But when it comes to chalitza, if it comes in the beginning, the middle, or the end, finishes the process. But when it comes to relations, only if it comes at the beginning does it complete the process. But if he does something else before the relations, like give her a get, then the relations actually don't work. It actually doesn't work. Rabbi Nechemia, he disagrees. He says, Achas bilav achas chalitza bain betchila bain be'emtza bain besof einach reaklum. He says, whether it's done in the middle, the beginning, the middle, or the end, nothing follows it. So it's it's not clear exactly what Rabbi Nechemia is disagreeing with. And the commentators actually bring different opinions. But the easiest one I saw to understand was that if he's got two women in front of him that he falls to Yibum for, and with one of the women he does Maimer or a get, and then with the other woman he has relations with her, the relations actually work, according to Rabbi Nechemia. According to the first opinion, those relations wouldn't work. Would now be married to her. Yeah. Whereas according to the first opinion, those relations would be znus, they would be illegal relations, illicit relations, and they wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. But according to him, it would work.